Good morning, everyone, and thanks again for joining us for this media roundtable today with the FIFA president, Joseph Blatter, and the Secretary General, Jérôme Valck. The president will give us his views on the World Cup so far after 54 games have been completed. We will take then, of course, your questions. Please understand that we will limit the topics to 2010 FIFA World Cup related topics, of course. We are here for about 45 minutes, plus minus.
1 hour.
So, President, the word is yours.
Thank you. Thank you, Nicolas. Good morning, everybody around this table, ladies and gentlemen. This is... one can say it is a round table. First of all, thank you. Thank you for answering to the invitation of our press organization to share with the FIFA president and the Secretary General, who has the is in charge, and what weight he has on his shoulders, but he is... I would say big enough to bear it, the organization of this 2010 World Cup. Naturally, speaking about the World Cup, I cannot avoid to start to speak about a problem or an actuality that is now going around the world. And this is concerning refereeing. And here I want to make a differentiation between refereeing, organization of refereeing, which is a matter of FIFA, and on behalf and the implementation of the laws of the game on behalf of the International Board. And on the other side, we have the International Football Association Board. They are the custodians of the laws of the game. So let us first tackle the problem of the International Football Association Board, or the decision taken by the board that we are here in a competition where we have said at the very beginning we will have the traditional refereeing with one novelty inside this refereeing. So we have one field referee and two assistants, and in addition, the fourth referee has been given more rights and duties. He can also, he's in connection with the head referee in the middle of the field, or with the referee, and he can help him or indicate. And note that this fourth official, contrary to what has happened in Germany, he has not a monitor, a television monitor in front of him. He is following the game like the ones they are in charge of this game. So everybody knew that we will not apply any new system of refereeing, being the additional assistant referees, as it has been experimented through the European League in the last season, and specifically it has been denied also by the International Board to use technology, including the goal line technology. So this was the basic situation when we started this World Cup, and we will not change it now when it remains 10 matches exactly for the end. So this system will be maintained. We cannot change it. And this is the facts. We will, concerning the International Football Association Board, naturally we will take on board again the discussion on technology. We will have a first opportunity when the business meeting of the board in July its meeting in Wales,
yep,
in Pays de Galles. This is the concerning the international board. Now let's come to FIFA. Let's come to FIFA and the organization of refereeing. From the very beginning on, and I have said it in different declarations, what can we do or what shall we do in our football? I have said football is perfect today, if perfection ever exists. But football is good. And we have seen that there is no more small national associations because there is no more small national teams. This is the result of development, and this is the result of development around the world in the past. I have said also at the beginning what we shall do, and we shall do also in future, is to improve the match control. This is not new for us, it's not new for me, and it will not be new in the future. Improve match control and how to do it. I have just mentioned the two items that are going to the International Football Association board. But what is FIFA doing? You will remember those that have already been in football in the last 80s and 90s. After the World Cup 1990 in Italy, we have started. I was the Secretary General, but also at that time very much attached to refereeing and to match control laws of the game. We have created a task force called Gold Football 2000. And with this Football 2000, we have made some amendments in the laws of the game. The most famous is this back pass to the goalkeeper, where in some games in 1990, you lost 10, 20, even up to 20 minutes by passing and repassing the ball to the goalkeeper. So what we are doing, it's not today that we have started to think about refereeing. It's an ongoing process in FIFA, and it is an ongoing process on the agenda of the president. And we will come out in the fall, in October, November, we will come out in FIFA with a new model. A new model, how to improve high-level referees, because we have spent in the past years $40 million for the RAP, which is the Referees Assistant Program, grassroots refereeing. But we will start with a new concept, how to improve match control in high-level competitions. I cannot disclose more now than what we are doing, because this is a dossier, it's on presidential table, and we are going forward, and we will come out in end of October, beginning of November, with this new approach, because something has to be changed. Here the preparation of the referees, and today there is an open day for visiting the referees' camp, it's like a camp. Everything has been done, but it's a question mark if perhaps too much has been done. I don't know. Naturally, we deplore, and I personally, as a footballer, I deplore when you see the evident referees' mistakes. But I have to come back. That is not the end of a competition. It's not the end of football. In the actual situation, this can happen. This can happen. The only thing I can make, and I did it to the teams concerned, the two teams, because the day before yesterday we had, really it was not a five-star game for refereeing, but I have expressed to the two delegations, they have been, let's say, directly concerned by evident referees' mistakes. I have expressed them the what I would say the apologies, and I understand that they are not happy. I understand that you are criticizing that. That's your duty and your right to do so. But we cannot, after every match, make statements on refereeing. This is not our duty. The refereeing organization is a part of our this competition. And so far, I have to say, and we hope and we cross fingers, that we will have a good, let's say, the last part and the most important part of this competition with the decisions. They can be considered as correct. But again, the moment we have denied that there shall be technology here, then we have to live up with the errors of referees. I cannot say more about that. So let's look forward what will be done in the future. But there is a file, a big file, because, and I repeat it, the future of international football and the future of football is linked with match control. That's an evidence. Because at the moment when the football has taken such an importance, the football with practically 300 million active participants, and you have seen the television audiences now of this World Cup, with a billion of telespectators practically every day in this World Cup, I have to say that football touches the social cultural aspect, touches also and how much an economical aspect, and that's why match control is very, very important. Don't forget, now we have television cameras. We have over 40 television cameras.
32.
I exaggerate a little bit. 32 television cameras, and they can recollect everything what is there. And the men, they have in their hands to control the match. They have no cameras. They have their eyes, the perception of the game. So let's then make that better, and let's hope that we are going forward. This is the item number one I just wanted to tackle with you at the very beginning, but I am ready to tackle all other problems or other items you have, you may have, but I would just like to say that when we look about the enthusiasm and the ambiente here in South Africa and in the fan fests and everywhere where the football now is shown, I have to say that at least when it comes to the FIFA World Cup, it is here in Africa, I have to say, it is a good thing. I will not speak about success. We are not over. I would like to express thanks also to the teams, to the participating teams, for their performances, but also for the acceptance of situations when we come back to refereeing. But this is not new. This is not new. You are following football since years and years, and you know that these referees, 1966 and 44 years later, the same situation, same, not directly the same. Okay, so I give back the floor to Nicolas Mangou. Thank you.
Thank you, President. So now we take your questions. Martin?
Sorry, Mr. President. Can I just clarify, at the business meeting in July, are you now saying that you are going to discuss technology again?
It is obvious that after the experiences or the experience so far we have made in this World Cup, it would be a nonsense to not reopen the file of technology in the business meeting in July. You know the date?
I think it's 20th or 21st
of July.
Next year.
No,
this year. No.
Next month.
Yeah. Where is the meeting? In Cardiff.
In Cardiff. Yeah. Yeah.
You want the hotel? You don't know yet. Next.
You see, we have discussed in 3 years in a row, 4 years, it's 4 years, two systems of goal line technology. And we found out that the one which is used, for instance, in tennis, this is the Hawkeye, has not given the 100% accuracy because it is on a camera system, and the camera system can only reveal what the camera can see. And there are situations on the goal line where the ball cannot be seen by a camera because there are players around, or the goalkeeper has the ball, and if you cannot see it, then you cannot be accurate. This is the one thing. The other thing, it was the chip in the ball. And the chip in the ball is technically a very complicated matter. And also, I'm not going to speak about the costs, but it is a system which is based on one of the producers of the balls, the Adidas, together with the Technical University of Munich, with the system Kairos. They are working together. And there was problems on royalties and problems how to find that do you produce, if you go into professional leagues, all the balls with chips in the ball. It was complicated. So therefore, the ball had then decided this year to put technology and goal line technology on ice. But after having witnessed such a situation than we have witnessed the day before, so we have to open again this file, definitely.
Thank you.
Yeah, I wonder, you talked just now about the idea of a particular studying match control for high-level competition. Is this not also a change of direction when you've talked in the past about the universality of football and control at one level being the same all the way through the game?
Thank you for this question. I can be very precise on that, but we have the laws of the game. The principle we have to maintain according to the laws of the game and the interpretation and decisions by the International Board and confirmed in the last extraordinary meeting, there is only one referee on the field of play, only one referee. But it is not said how many assistants you can have, because it is said the number of players, which is the law, I'm looking, the referee, and law 6, the assistant referees. It is said that 2 assistant referees may be appointed. It's not a must. So if a 2 may be, it can only be also be more if in the interpretation of the international board they will agree to have more, as the experiments have shown. So it's not a change of the basic system of football to have one referee, but according to the laws of the game, it is not compulsory to have assistant referees, but you have to write for the time being to have 2. And with the experiments, they will go on, I'm sure, with additional assistant referees, there can be more than 2. But the principle is maintained, the universality, one referee per game.
Thank you.
Mr. Blatter, just to confirm something you said in a quote earlier, you said you apologised to the two delegations. Is that the Mexican and the English?
I said exactly sorry what has happened.
To Mexico,
the Mexican and English.
And what was their reaction to you? What were they saying?
the British or the English, as they said, they say thank you because they accept to win and to lose. And the Mexicans, they just bow with the head.
Sven.
But they accept it. That's the game.
Sven.
It's about that question. In ice hockey, we know the system, the referee can control us immediately. It's not possible in the football. During the game, fourth referee is outside to control the video.
Now, this is... To have monitors, and the idea then to give, like in other sports, the possibility to get to the monitor and then to see if it is in or out the 16 or the 18 yards or the 16 meters. Football is a game that never stops. And you have seen, if you go back to the special game we are speaking about now, the moment there was a discussion if the ball was in or out, on the other side there was a goal-scoring opportunity because it goes so fast. Football never stops. And then what shall we do? To give a possibility to the to a team to call once or twice, like in tennis, to have a look. But this principle has not been accepted after having been discussed. The only principle we are going to bring back now for discussion is the goal line technology.
Anna.
Back with the goal line technology, you wouldn't have stopped the mistake in the Argentina-Mexico game. Is there any chance to prevent mistakes like that?
Situation, like in the Mexico games, you don't need technology.
Right.
Mr. Bach, can you talk us through your experience of some of this? I think you were at this game, so how you saw the incidents and how you digested the information that you saw as thousands of fans in the stadium.
About the competition?
About the two games,
two mistakes.
Bon.
You saw them, how quickly you understood what's happening in front of you.
One must not be very intelligent to understand what that's happened. But really, but the reaction, and especially the reaction of the media, that I said at the beginning, it's your right, and you have all rights to criticize that. We on our side, the FIFA, we are in a competition where we have also to protect the match controls, or controllers, the refereeing, and we have to protect them until the end of a competition, and always, because without the referees, I tell you, then we don't know where we go with our game. And that's why I would like to say how much it is important that we are going into a, je voudrais pas dire comme en français les états généraux, but something like that in refereeing, like what we have done after the 2000 World Cup. But this time we have already fixed it before the beginning of this competition. This is a file with the Secretary General. We have... since months on our desk. So what was the feeling? The feeling was that there was an actuality in this competition that affects directly the game. And I think it's good we speak about the game, but then we have the responsibility in FIFA and the chair in the FIFA to take adequate measures to avoid that such situations will happen again. But errors of refereeing, you can never avoid. It is impossible. It's impossible, even with 100 cameras on the field of play.
Next.
Yes, thank you.
No, he had already the chance.
Yeah.
You should give
sure.
If nobody...
Is there any other question? Then Tariq.
Okay.
in the meetings we were at with IFAB and previously, we did move the point that this could happen in the World Cup. I mean, it shouldn't. I don't understand why there seems to be an element of surprise that, oh, you know, this has happened, we need to look at this. I mean, Jerome, when we ask you all the time, you know, we hope it doesn't happen in the World Cup final. Yes, it wasn't the World Cup final, but it's such a significant moment. You know, it's for fans who have flown thousands of miles over. The integrity of the sport, in a way, is sort of put into question with line calls. Capello was, you know, just saying, you know, it's the line. I mean, others may disagree. England didn't play so well. But the integrity of this competition is jeopardised by such calls, I suppose. And we knew this could happen. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, but you cannot put into question the integrity of the competition, because then you would put into question the integrity of the referees. And here I have to put my veto. Because the referees, they are integral people. All those they are here, they do their best. But if the best is always what they shall do or they have done, what they should have done, this is another question. But we cannot put the integrity of the competition because there is a mistake in refereeing. I wouldn't go back to 1966, then the British press did not put into question the integrity of refereeing at that time, at least what at that time what they did, the referee was consulting the assistant, but there was no communication system, and the match was stopped. The match was stopped at that time.
Martin?
Can I move on to a different subject?
Yes.
Has this overshadowed the tournament for you, or are you happy with how it's gone so far?
No. No, listen, I'm too long in this FIFA institution and with the different competitions. And what has happened in the competition in 78 with a match Peru and I don't remember where the matches were not played at the same time. The same in 82 with... Germany and Austria to eliminate one of the teams. We have had the hand of God in 86. We have had a very, very delicate performance of refereeing in 90. That's why we came in and changed something. There is everywhere something which is... that's football, and you have now the pressure. You have also to live up with the pressure of the referees, and this is another question. I just put a question mark if they have not done enough, too much for the preparation, psychologues and psychiatrists and whatever, all that. Let the game be a little bit more... let's say popular in that sense, and let the referees also act as normal human beings and don't put them under too much pressure. But otherwise, to say here, this competition for me and loving football, we have seen that the big eight in the world. Two of them, they were bitterly, punished already in the first phase of the competition. And then, because when you have the draw and you are, I spoke with Michel Platini about that yesterday. I said, so why? Because if you are in a group and then it is said one of the teams must be number one and they are not number one, then it changes something. This has been also the case in 82, where we have had a group with Italy, Brazil, and Argentina in a group by three. So I would say here, generally, I'm happy. I'm happy with what I have seen, and naturally, those they lose, and have to go home, they are not happy. But this is like in life. You cannot always be a winner.
Mike?
Mr. Blatter, how many matches have you personally been to? And which is the match that you have enjoyed the most so far?
Well, I don't know how many matches I have been. Every day, at least one match. Some of the days, two matches. So I have not made an account on that. And the other matches, when I was not present, unless they were played at the same time, I watched them at television. What was the match? You know?
What do you want me to say?
You know, when I'm at the match, I play the match. I cannot just sit there be indifferent. I have to play the match. So what are the matches that the match between USA and Ghana was really a match with a high and an intense emotional potential. So this is, for me, is the match that will remain for the time being. But if you want to see the good football matches, then with football, the technical football. So let's look forward and ask me this question at the end of the competition.
Vous avez vu 20 matchs.
Hein?
20 matchs, vous avez assisté.
20 matches. Thank you.
Have you been surprised? Were you surprised at how the two finalists from 2006 both performed so badly?
It's not so a surprise. Do we have the statistic of the age of the players?
The age of the players, no, not here.
You will see. We have made the statistics with the age of the players. The age of the players. To see which are the teams they have the under 23 players in, because we have categories under 17 and 20 under 23. And this is very significant. It is done after 48 matches, but they are still there. For instance, in France, total of under 23 players, 0. Italy, 1. But never played. Just to say, no young players. This is a system which is made by the technical study group, and they will come out with that. But it's important to know that the teams with the youngest team, that's Ghana.
Ghana,
they have 11 under 23 players, and 7 have already been or are always on the field of play. Korea DPR, Germany, 9 under 23, 7 on the field of play.
England,
2 under 23 and 1 has played. But we can give you the statistics later.
We'll let you know.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Thank you, Mr. Valley. If you don't mind, a question from a specifically local perspective. Danny Udom was asked at a breakfast meeting last week, or I think it was, if there wasn't a real danger of South African soccer football sinking back into its internecine bickering and backstabbing and lack of development in the country. He ducked the question by saying it would be very sad if that did happen because of this huge opportunity that has been happening. I remember a few years ago you flew in for one day for a meeting at the Saxon Hotel to sort out a very unseemly spat between Molefe Olifant, Danny Udom and Urban Khoza. And for a while South African football industry had been well behaved. The hand of FIFA, seen and unseen, had been quite clear in getting things in line. When this is all over, people are asking the question about the legacy. the intention is probably quite genuine amongst the South African leaders of the football industry to have the development and other structures to fix what was wrong in the past. In the years going on from now, to what extent, besides the official approach, to what extent can we as South Africans expect to see FIFA's continued practical interest in keeping South African football on an even keel?
If I can answer in one declaration is help yourself and heaven will help you. Now we have created together with the African Football Organization now the basic. They have now everything here. They have had all the possibilities to prepare their team. They have now the legacy of the infrastructure. They have the legacy of the popularity of sport and football. And with this legacy, now they have to make their homework. And what FIFA can help is the help we are given to all national associations. But one, it has the possibility to have organized the World Cup, we expect that they are really doing their homework. Speaking about legacy for the World Cup, the legacy of the World Cup is much more than just the infrastructure, sporting infrastructure and logistic infrastructure that is here. It will be in this famous environment of football for hope, and with this new project or plan called One Goal Education for All, where there will be on the final day match presentation with President Zuma and other personalities. It is a legacy for South Africa, but also for southern part of Africa. It is an educational program based on football, but education at school with football and healthcare. This is the important. And thousands and thousands of children will be in the benefit of that because it has been a decision has been taken 2 years ago in London between that time Prime Minister Gordon Brown and French President Nicolas Sarkozy together with the FIFA president to say we will use now the football for a better future, build a better future through football for hope. It's not yet in the actuality because everybody is speaking about the teams and the referees.
Mr. Blood, what can you say about the performance of African teams? A lot of teams have been eliminated of the group game. Why is it such a big difference between the junior level and the level of the A team?
Well, it's also a question of in which groups you have been drawn in. This is one of the points. By having now Ghana in the quarterfinals, it is the highest level African teams have met so far. In 1990, it was Cameroon with the famous Roger Miller. And in 2002, it was Senegal. They came into the quarterfinals. So this is quite an achievement. Expecting more, it's also due to the fact how do you prepare the teams, but this is a problem of the African football. But if you ask me that, then I will have a meeting with the president of Africa after this press conference, but there is continuity in leadership in a team is important. And you know that two teams from Africa qualified here. They have changed their national coach 2 months or 3 months before the start of the competition. And when you have national teams composed by players, most of them playing in European clubs, wonderful, good footballers, but to bring them together in 2 months to form a team, it's not so easy. But otherwise, perhaps they were not so lucky. Or also they have been too much impressed by the opposition. I have seen a match when Cameroon played, I don't remember who they played, where they were that they were just... Tell me.
Hey. Not Denmark.
Not Japan.
Not playing. Maybe Japan?
The first match against
Japan. Maybe Japan.
Yeah, they were like, they were just as they couldn't play. Well, but with Ghana, we have reached something very, very important. And I would say also Ghana now is playing the quarterfinal and against Uruguay. And Uruguay is also one of the teams that since 40 years have never been in such a good position, so it will be a good fight.
Tommy.
Yes, Mr. Patel. Last year after the Confederations Cup, you sort of stated thinking about readjustments in the number of teams qualifying from each continent. And do you think up to here only one country from Africa has come this far and there are two from Asia? It's just that Asian associations have been worried that they might be reduced maybe one spot or maybe half a spot. So do you think for now it's premature to consider about readjusting the number of teams from each continent?
Yes, it's premature. Let's finish this competition. And I know that behind the scene the discussion have already started. But let us finish the competition, let us sit together and then to see what will happen in future in the distribution of the 32 slots, 31 available because Brazil has organized its qualified.
Tarek?
Ms. Blatter, just two other things around this World Cup that have made news. I suppose might as well get your view on those. One is right in front of you there, the ball. There was a lot of talk about it. We haven't heard from you about that. And the other thing is, the French Parliament today is going to be talking about who the next football president should be. And you and FIFA are very clear about government separation from football. Is there a message you have to the French on that?
Well, I have no message on the ball because they don't let me play. So it's a nice ball, definitely. But I have no arguments on balls. This is clearly not a matter for me. I like this ball because it looks lovely. Concerning France, definitely, I can tell you that political interference in the national associations will be dealt with by FIFA, notwithstanding what kind of interference and what the size of the country. I just want to recall, and I think the Secretary General already said it at the press conference, he had the same intervention in other governments in Europe. I personally intervened 1 year ago, 1 year and a half ago in Spain, and it worked because we don't want political interference. It is correct that the national association must abide with the national sports law, because national sports law exists everywhere, but they can abide them. When they are in the context of FIFA, then there is clearly in the FIFA statutes, it is said that no interference, political, whatever interference is tolerated. So the France, they made an affaire d'état du football, but the football remains in the hands of the federation, la 3F. They have a meeting of the Conseil Fédéral, the extended committee. They have the board. They have a meeting on the 2nd of
July.
I regret that the president, Ms. Escalette, has resigned before this meeting, or he will resign at this meeting. But French football, or the football de France, they can really rely on FIFA in case of political interference, even if it is at the presidential level. There's a clear and clean message.
Graham?
One other issue.
I will give the possibility to answer this question to the Secretary General. But when it was said at the beginning that there will be empty stadia, and then what you have seen now is capacity of practically, I don't know, 85% or more. And don't forget, the hospitality suites have not been sold, most of them. Now they will be sold, because for quarterfinals, semifinals, and then you will see that some of the seats will be occupied, because they are not part of the selling system of FIFA. But you, Secretary General, you add something?
No, I think that there is a high level of no-show. But again, I mean, it's amazing when you are going to a stadium as North Korea, Ivory Coast. I mean, the game starts with half of the stadium empty, and by the end of the first half, it was full. So it's also the way people behave going to the stadium. We, in the England Germany, we had not end the game with 4,000 empty seats. I mean, we start the game with a number of empty seats, and then we fill these seats minute after minute. But we have a lot of people also who are not coming to the stadium, and we don't know why. The tickets are sold. We are above the number. We are above the amount of tickets sold in terms of money, financial income, than the one in Germany 2006. So we have sold more tickets. We have made more money on ticketing. When I said we, I mean all the money is going to the local organizing committee. For once, it's not going to FIFA. So it's there is something we have to find an explanation about at the end of this World Cup. And we had also one region which is quite difficult to sell. It's PE. I don't know why. Also poor region.
Mike?
Mr. Bassett, would FIFA take sanctions against the French if there was political interference in the French FA? Is this what you're spelling out? I mean, that's FIFA's traditional line, but you would do that if there was political interference.
C'est over, c'est fini.
Huh?
It's over.
No, the intervention of politics.
Yes.
Yep. If there is an intervention, then there will be somewhere a report, and then we will help the national association. And if what is the only, if it cannot be solved by let's say by consultation, then the only thing we have, and this is according to our statutes, is to suspend the federation. That's the power. The power in our statutes.
No.
Just here, the statutes of FIFA, it's not more than this booklet. Not more than this booklet. And it works. It works. It works by discipline and respect. More respect than discipline.
I did have another question.
Yes?
There's been a lot of talk in this World Cup about the relative failure of the European countries compared to the success of the South American countries. And I just wondered whether FIFA had any kind of thought about why the South Americans have been doing so well. Because after all, most of their top players also play in Europe. They don't seem to be any more tired than the European players. Just wondered if there was any FIFA take on.
But it's already a question of numbers. You have 13 European teams. They cannot all go to semifinals. 13, it's a question of numbers. And the second one is, I would say also that the national teams, perhaps in South America, they have a higher, let's say, national value. And when they go to the field of play, they play perhaps with more heart or whatever. But naturally now, the question which was by your colleague Tommy here, asking what about the distribution for the next World Cup of the different seats, then South America, yesterday the chairman, the president, Dr. Leos, he was in my office, and she said, so we have five. So next year what we have five plus one, so six, and they have 10 associations. So... So that's, this is a discussion that will be a very, very nice discussion in the future.
Okay, we're coming gradually to an end. Graham, Keir?
On the subject of politics.
But the experience with North Korea was that they came in, they played, and they were happy. There were no dissent, nothing. They were well received everywhere. Now they receive this money. The money is going to the federation. But what they do with the money, we can only control the money we are giving in our development programs and here what the association is doing, who has prepared the teams, where the money is going. For the World Cup, we have never made an investigation where the money is going. So. But they were happy to be here, and there was no incident, and I have to say they behaved well. Disciplined and with respect.
Yes, Mr. Blatter, I wonder if you've got any views generally about the quality of football that we've seen during these finals, because there's been some sort of discussion about actually whether the general quality has not been of a particularly high level. And when you were asked just now, you know, which match sort of stood out to you, you did actually have to stop and think about it. I wonder if you have any views about the quality. Obviously, there are still matches to go.
Yeah, it would be easy to say that teams, like if you look at the football, when you see playing teams like Argentina and Brazil, then you must say this is great football, and you can only play as good as the opponents that they let you play. But I think generally the football is at a good level. We will analyze it at the end. I am a spectator in football, and I am more with emotions than to look at the performance of the players. I had some other duties to look at performance of other actors on the field.
Martin, final one?
Yeah. During the World Cup, there was a decision came out in the Swiss court in Zug about the ISL case. Can you just tell me a bit about your reaction to that? Because although it kind of cleared FIFA and yourself of any wrongdoing, it did make statements about foreign FIFA people that they received money from the ISL.
Yeah, but listen, this is we will deal with this case and very seriously after the World Cup, because. This is obsessed journalist together with an obsessed investigation judge started from 2001, and now we are in 2010 to try to convince that the president of FIFA had some wrongdoing. And they ended, that's not true. That's it all. That's a story. Easy story.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and enjoy the last days, more than last days. It's still 12 days to go.
Yep.
And hopefully that we will have a wonderful final and good football. Thank you.